All totaled, Gist's new contract comes to just under $208,000, but it comes with conditions laid out by the board chair, Eva Marie Mancuso. Those conditions require Gist to give more autonomy to local school districts and to engage in respectful and meaningful conversation with teachers and principals. Gist has been a target of criticism for not cooperating with teachers. Mancuso says that will change.
Things will be different going forward in terms of the message and the way that we deal with them in terms of communicating and making sure that teachers are heard in going forward.
Gist's new contract also requires her to meet with the Education Board quarterly. Bob Walsh, head of the National Education Association of Rhode Island, says there will be cooperation when teachers see the Education Board act on promises made at the meeting. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.